Welcome to this encore edition of Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. There are in the United States about 35,000 dry cleaners. Most are run by families. Many of those families are first-generation Americans, and most of them spend tens of thousands of dollars on machines that wash clothes using a chlorinated solvent instead of water. That solvent, perchloroethylene or PERC, turns out to be dangerous to human health. You don't want to breathe it, and you don't want to drink it. Concerns about contamination of groundwater have regulators in Southern California pushing for a phase-out of PERC. But as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, some of the dry cleaners say PERC is not that easy to give up, even if it is harmful.
It's hard to imagine an industry that relies more on a single chemical than dry cleaning. So when Southern California air officials said they might phase out perchloroethylene, more than 500 owners, many of them Korean, left their shops for the day and packed a public hearing.
It's not fair!
It's not fair!
It's not fair!
It's not fair!
The business owners rebuked air officials, saying they understated the costs of changing equipment and overstated the risks of PERC. Charles Kim of the Korean American Coalition likened the campaign against PERC to the way Korean businesses suffered during the Los Angeles riots a decade ago.
10 years after, Korean dry cleaners are here today, and I'm feeling that we're being victimized again. We're becoming the killers and polluters, and then we're the cause of the problem. All of this bad air, water that we drink and, you know, breathe. Of course, who doesn't want to breathe clean air and also drink clean water? We all do.
Dry cleaners say they've clamped down dramatically on PERC vapors, and regulators agree. But officials say their surveys show half of what is loaded into machines is still ending up in surrounding neighborhoods. UCLA's Dr. John Franz has studied perchloroethylene for more than a decade. He testified at the hearing.
And I can say unequivocally that the evidence of the toxicity of perchloroethylene has increased in the past 10 years.
Back then, he said, PERC was associated with cancers of the esophagus and cervix.
New findings have indicated ovarian cancer in women, bladder cancer, and other cancers of the female organs.
The manufacturers of PERC, including Dow Chemical, say the risk is far lower than regulators claim. The EPA lists PERC as a possible or probable carcinogen. Dry clean owners insist it's too costly to replace PERC machines with cleaner alternatives. But privately, away from the glare, PERC is a more personal story, woven into the lives of dry cleaning families. And some shop owners, like this one on the outskirts of L.A., will tell you PERC is making them sick.
To be quite frank with you, when it comes to perchloroethylene, this is a toxic substance. It is toxic.
Toxic.
This shop owner asked us not to use his name, fearing pressure from the Korean American Dry Cleaners Association. Above us swung the laundered clothes of working people in plaid and denim.
알고 있고 어느 정도 지금 제가 16년 동안 하고 있으니까.
Basically, I've been in this business for about 16 years, and lately I have begun to feel that maybe there is something not quite right with my breathing these days. Sometimes we end up inhaling the vapors, and sometimes we inhale a lot. That's when I start experiencing these sorts of problems, and just the feeling is just not good.
His symptoms may not be related to PERC, but in visits to other cleaners, people tell similar stories. Bill Portavuti used to run his own shop. Now he sells dry cleaning equipment.
You know, I've been in this business 20 years. The reason I quit the job was the PERC. I had the allergy. I couldn't continue. It's so many problems, your kidney, your liver, skin problem, rash. Sometimes I'm getting rash or sometimes getting headache. You don't realize. You don't realize right away, but after a while you will find out.
Yet even though people, especially in the Korean community, have lived with PERC for many years, rarely is it discussed publicly as a community health issue. Dr. Soo Young Chin works with CARE, a large Korean health organization in Los Angeles. She says it's a hard subject to broach, because so much capital, so many dreams are wrapped up in this one industry.
People do get sick, and they don't know why they're getting sick because, you know, Korean immigrants aren't told, well, these are the side effects of the chemicals. They invest all their money into this business. They need to get something out of it. They can't afford to change, and then their family is getting sick, and, you know, the stakes are high.
So common is dry cleaning among Koreans that few people are many steps removed from it. Dr. Angela Jo is a resident at a clinic in L.A.'s Koreatown. I asked her how difficult it might be for a Korean physician to speak openly about the potential health effects of dry cleaning solvents. She sighed.
That's actually a tough question. Specifically because my parents are dry cleaning business owners, and, you know, they raised my siblings and me, and they sent two of us to medical school, and one's finishing up, you know, his PhD. So we have a lot to be grateful for, you know, for this small business that my dad and mom ran.
Those who, like Dr. Jo, do favor gradually doing away with perchloroethylene nearly always stress that the government must ease the cost of changing to an alternative, hydrocarbon solvent, silicon, liquid CO2, or wet cleaning. Estimates of this cost vary widely from $30,000 to $90,000. In the San Francisco Bay Area, one out of every six cleaners is already using a perch alternative. But Paul Cho, president of the Korean American Dry Cleaners Association, says the prospect of switching methods has him in knots.
I have to worry about my house payments and car payments and my support to my children's tuitions. At night when I go to bed, I get nervous and I don't know what to do.
Air officials vote on phasing out PERC December 6th. One proposal would let businesses keep using the solvent but require they get newer PERC technology. Another would make dry cleaners replace equipment as it becomes 15 years old with a cleaner alternative. In that case, the region would become the first in the country to force a phase out of PERC. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.